This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and maybe even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15 powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
I'm living my best life. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here's the other surprising part.
With guest host Brian Weber.
Yeah, big shoes to fill. Eisen's a legend.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. The Rich Eisen Show.
Do you know who I am? I'm a guy on television. I have my own show.
And now, sitting in for Rich, here's Brian Weber.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us on this July 3rd. Always an honor to keep the chair warm for Rich and the guys. And as a veteran of working this holiday week, I can tell you typically on the day before July 4th, we are searching, we are scrapping, we are grinding, we are combing the archives for content. Some shows around this time of the year would be getting you set for the greatness of Joey Chestnut tomorrow, even though he won't be participating in the traditional hot dog eating contest in Coney Island. But a very different story today, because the NBA keeps grinding out content, and fortuitously, as we go big words early on a Wednesday edition of the program, I'm here in Southern California, where everything, not surprisingly, continues to be connected to LeBron James. 844-204-7424, the number to call. Let's get the conversation going on the X platform. That is BW Weber, Weber with two B's. So I had the program mapped out last night. Believe it or not, there is a roadmap. Now, I don't have a team of writers. I am part of the crew that is not ready for the simulcast. So I don't have necessarily the same support as all the other guest hosts who walk through that door and get to hang out with the full team. Maybe one day I'll meet Brockman, Jefferson, and I know Del Tufo. We go back way back a decade ago working together at NFL Network. But since I have to be nearly as entertaining, compelling, thought-provoking as Rich and the fellas, I do my best before my head hits the pillow to have a good, general, coherent outline for the program. And we were going to jump right in talking about Bronny James, and we're still going to get there, because not only is LeBron driving the news cycle, his son is playing a major role on a variety of levels, but LeBron has done it again. Just after we had a few days of conversations with NBA analysts kicking around the notion that LeBron might take less, what do you know? He's getting every dime he can, a max contract that is being framed as a two-year deal with the Lakers, except that's just lazy analysis. It's a one plus one. He's only committing to one more year. Then he's got a player option, meaning if I'm lucky enough to be back in our Regal studio here in Los Angeles a year from now, I can preview what we'll be chopping up. LeBron, he's opted out again. Where is he going? I think the answer is nowhere. Now he's got a kid on the roster. He got him that job, and he got his podcast co-host, who we enjoy sipping red wine with, a job in J.J. Redick. So NBA conversation is going to drive the program today, but I am aware that many of you would prefer if I just went wall-to-wall football. It'd probably be a more shrewd business decision. So the audience is never wrong. I checked out a good portion of the debut of the extension of the Hard Knocks brand last night on HBO. It's a new off-season edition featuring the New York football Giants. I'm not going to give you takeaways from the predictable formulaic content that's still being pushed out by NFL Films, but we'll use that coming up in hour number two as a jumping-off point. The Giants have a quarterbacking debacle, slow motion unfolding in front of us, and some of that was discussed last night as they were trying to justify the deal they gave to Daniel Jones as they were letting Saquon Barkley walk. But if you start with the premise that the Giants have arguably the worst starting quarterback situation in all of football, who else is in the conversation? Because we know what the top of the league looks like. I could easily say, hey, who's your Mount Rushmore of current quarterbacks? And we would start with Mahomes and work our way down. I think it's always better to jump into the dumpster and dig around looking for trash. So, coming up in less than an hour as we start hour number two of the program, who has the worst quarterback situation in all of football? Before that, even more football. Coming up in 40 minutes, as I dust off the first cliche, hopefully only a handful will be thrown out over the next 3 hours together. Games are won in the trenches. We know that. So it's all about offensive line play. And Duke Manyweather is an offensive line guru. He's teamed up with Lane Johnson of the Eagles to have a renowned summit of offensive linemen. We'll give you the details of that. We'll talk a little bit about why the brotherly shove was such a transcendent play for the Eagles. So football in this first hour. Hour number two, will make the move to baseball. Ohtani and Judge both did it again last night as they continue their historic seasons. Looking forward to checking in at 1:40 Eastern time with Andy McCullough of The Athletic. He also has a brand new book out on Clayton Kershaw. So we'll get into the best regular season pitcher of his generation. Unfortunately, you know about all of the issues come playoff time for Clayton. And then we wrap up the program 2:40 Eastern time talking more NBA with Kurt Helin of NBC Sports. So I mentioned I was going to give you my takeaways of a completely farcical press conference that was held here in Southern California yesterday with the Lakers fawning over Bronny James. We will dig into that in a moment, but when I woke up this morning, and I'm Brian Weber in for Rich Eisen, you can be a part of the show at 844-204-7424 or slide over to the X platform, BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Woke up this morning. Every time I say that, I think instantly of The Sopranos, which I'll be fully transparent with you. I found that Giants Hard Knocks off-season edition premiere last night so boring, I flipped over to The Sopranos because any night I can catch up on Tony and Carmelo, it's a good night. Woke up this morning and come to find out that it was all hype. It was all spin. It was much ado about nothing. And I didn't think it was actually going to come into focus, but I did, because it's my job after all, spend some time the last couple days running through the scenario that if in fact LeBron was quote unquote going to take less, what else was going to have to happen? Because, and this is really boring, so I'm going to do it as rapidly as possible, the way the new collective bargaining agreement is structured, the only way LeBron would have had the opportunity to take less would have been triggered by another move, most likely the Lakers trading one of their few known commodities, as much as I think he's a marginal player, beyond LeBron and Anthony Davis, probably would have meant jettisoning D'Angelo Russell, which I didn't think was going to happen. So I thought this was all pure hype. This was Team LeBron feeding the leading NBA insiders, that's Woj and Shams, to try to come up with the perception that, hey, don't worry about this whole nepotism, privilege dialogue out there about getting his kid a job and getting his podcast co-host a gig that he's not qualified for. LeBron is a team guy. He is selfless. Look, he's willing to leave money on the table. And if you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, if Klay Thompson had been willing to come back to the franchise that he has been connected to as a kid, remember, his father, Michael, and this is not nepotism, this is just how it works in a generational framework in basketball. Michael Thompson's a former number one pick coming out of Minnesota, won a couple championships with the Showtime Lakers, and he's currently the radio color analyst for the Lakers radio network. And despite all those family ties and the report that LeBron, because remember, he's not a me guy. It's team first with LeBron, according to Woj. The minute that LeBron was officially allowed to reach out to Klay, because we also know in the NBA, there's no tampering, right? There are no conversations going on behind the scenes. Gambling in Casablanca, I am shocked. I am shocked. Here's your winnings. But the spin was LeBron was so committed to roster building that he picked up the phone, called Klay as a sign of good faith. I want you to come down to L.A. And in that scenario, which was never going to happen in my estimation, LeBron would have taken less. But Klay is a sharp person and realized, hang on, even if I get that fourth year from the Lakers, why am I going to a toxic, dysfunctional franchise when I can go to Dallas, forget about the state income tax kicker. I know it's realistic, but these guys make so much money. Klay, you can Google his career earnings. No need for a GoFundMe. Klay, I don't think, was motivated by saving the millionaire's tax here in the state of California or the tax we all pay, even those of us who live in a one-bedroom apartment. This, to me, was all about basketball fit, and it lines up perfectly. Be the third option on a team that's ahead of schedule, that made that unlikely run as a four seed all the way to the NBA Finals, that upgraded the roster prior to the trade deadline, picking up Gafford and Washington, and you run with Luka and Kyrie, and you have a chance to stick it to the Warriors. So Klay undeniably made the right decision on every level. But if you want to believe LeBron's camp, at least he was open to the notion of taking less. But you could say whatever you want to. That is all just window dressing. So I never believed for a moment LeBron was going to leave a penny out there. And he's getting everything he can. $104 million max deal. Let's just go through the particulars one more time. If you hear the headlines, if you still get sports updates on however you're consuming this program, LeBron is committed to a two-year contract. That is not accurate. It is a one-year deal plus a player option because he wants to exert as much leverage as possible, as he's always done, because however you view LeBron James, he is an amazing businessman, and he has the hammer, and when you have said hammer, use it. I have no problem with this other than the Lakers are no longer owned by the Buss family. This is a property that's now controlled by the James family, and Jeannie Buss made that decision. The Lakers are so fixated on always having a star, which made the comments from Rob Pelinka yesterday about player development all the more ludicrous, but the Lakers know their fan base demands a bright, shiny name. Just go through the lineage. And obviously, Jerry West is on a whole different level because he was the logo, after all, but a transcendent player. But if we're just talking about the luminaries, and forget about George Mikan, but you want to get really into the weeds, you go back to Minnesota. Quick sidebar, as I work my way towards marriage at some point, I'm in my mid-50s, I'm taking my time, and I'm not a dad. So all you dads out there who are going to say, hey, radio guy, whoever you are, I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen, 844-204-7424, the number to call. Let us get the conversation going on Twitter. I know it's X. You can tweet at me, BW Weber, Weber with two Bs. If you are a father and you had a chance to get your kid a job, wouldn't you do it? I fully understand that. But I don't have those same emotions because I haven't had a kid yet. But I was talking about keeping my nuptial options open out there. The Lakers have decided that they want to be married to a star because that's more important to them than having a chance to win a title. But the sidebar was, I was once canoodling with somebody who grew up here in Southern California who was not a big sports fan, which I prefer because obviously I want to do talk shows off the air. And she was convinced that the Lakers are named the Lakers because L.A. stands for Los Angeles. And I tried to explain that they moved from Minnesota, and she said, well, there's no L.A. in Minnesota. I said, no, the land of 10,000 lakes, and That's why I'm going to probably pass away on my own. I don't make the best choices in my personal life. But back to what's going on with LeBron. The lineage just is as straightforward as possible. You go from Wilt to Kareem to Magic, Shaq and Kobe, and now LeBron. And that's all the Lakers care about. And I can't blame them for wanting to appease the king, but don't tell us that Bronny has a basketball justification for being on that roster. And since I'm talking about dollars and cents, Bronny also is doing very well in that category. Not that he's going to need the money. His old man, hopefully, was going to take care of him with estate planning. But Bronny, as the 55th pick late in the second round, Shams reporting within the hour, got a three-year guaranteed deal plus a club option. And without getting, again, too bogged down in trivia, that is a great development for someone in the second round. I could go through all the players that we actually know about who emerged from round two who had to settle for a two-year deal coming into the league. So Bronny in good shape, thanks to his old man. And the Lakers doing verbal gymnastics yesterday to try to justify this pick in terms of it was earned. Nothing was given to Bronny. And let me just back up for a moment. I have no issues with Bronny James. I listened to that entire press conference because it was carried live on the radio here in Los Angeles. He comes across as a bright and thoughtful young person. I cannot reiterate enough. This young man had cardiac arrest about a year ago. The fact that he even came back to play last year for USC is remarkable. I'm not rooting against him. I just don't want to be lied to. Transparency, candor, honesty is always the way to go, especially because we've all become much more sophisticated. It's not 1942 where newspaper writers could withhold the truth about the players they covered because we didn't have access to the avalanche of information. Bronny James is solely on this team because his old man wants him to be there. Now, if we're talking about the unseemly side of things, the Lakers didn't have to draft him. He could have been signed as an unrestricted free agent coming out of college. Like, think about, say, Austin Reeves, who's part of that horrendously assembled roster, and now he's a starter. And Reeves, a perfect example of putting in the time and working as hard as you can and developing yourself into an NBA player. But he was undrafted coming out of college. Anybody could have taken him with no restrictions. Why did the Lakers feel the need to go through the pomp and circumstance of drafting Bronny? Well, you know the answer. That's largely rhetorical. Because LeBron wanted it to happen that way. And I fully understand the magnitude of the moment. When they get on the floor together, it's going to be a historical development. We've never seen a father and son play simultaneously in the NBA, and it'll be even more poignant because they're playing on the same team. Now, we know that'll be the highlight. And then the rest of this upcoming season, and in all likelihood, next year as well, Bronny's going to be exiled to the G League because he needs to develop. This is a young man who averaged just over 5 minutes coming off the bench for the worst team in the now-defunct Pac-12. And I'm telling you what I watch, because I went to grad school at USC. I worked for Pac-12 Network before they went under. I watched a lot of Trojan basketball because it's my alma mater and because it's my profession. And yes, I saw glimpses from Bronny, but you can't tell me, and the Lakers shouldn't have tried, that somehow drafting him is justifiable from a basketball analysis standpoint. And I fully get that they don't want to sit there and say, hey, folks, yeah, you're watching the gravy train. Or, hi, I'm Rob Pelinka. I'm an empty suit. I only got this job because I used to be Kobe's agent, but we all know that LeBron is the GM. LeBron, do you want to come up here and say a few words? I realize the kabuki dance that had to be played. But there was a conscious choice yesterday to continue to reiterate that this was a earned opportunity by Bronny when that's just an outright falsehood. There is nothing accurate about that statement. And it is wonderfully ironic, not coincidental, but there's irony here, that the Lakers, who are more fixated on star power than any other franchise, perhaps with the Cowboys in the mix as well, but it's different in basketball when you only have 12 dudes on the roster. The Lakers are all about bright, shiny objects. Well, Pelinka spent half that press conference yesterday talking about player development. And somehow, this is the organizational philosophy of the Lakers, when we know that's just, again, nothing close to the truth. So do not hold up Bronny as the poster boy of your organizational mindset and your institutional approach. We're all about developing players. I don't mean to get worked up over something that I think we all accept as a reality. When you have, I'll go back to the old carpenter analogy, when you have the hammer, use it. LeBron wins every time he goes through free agency. He just won again. We'll be having the same conversation a year from now because he structured the deal in a way to continue to hold the Lakers hostage. Good for LeBron, good for Bronny, and the Lakers at some point have to figure out a future without him, but they're very fortunate that this guy's a cyborg. And somehow he keeps fighting back and fighting back against what every other player has dealt with as the years go by. But don't lie to your fan base. Don't lie to all of us. Don't treat us like we're juveniles just because you want to appease LeBron. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen, 844-204-7424. Coming up in 20 minutes, we talk about the glory of football in the trenches. It's all about offensive line play. Looking forward to checking in. Anytime I can speak with a guru, I'm in a good frame of mind. Duke Manyweather is said guru of offensive line play. We'll get to the baseball coming up in an hour when we check in with Andy McCullough of The Athletic. A reminder, Game Time is the authorized ticket marketplace, which makes getting baseball tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down as we get closer to first pitch, so you got value on that front. You also have killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their lowest price guarantee. All of that adds up to Game Time taking the guesswork out of buying tickets for sports. I have used the app. It is very easy to utilize, and I can tell you, based on my experience, it is a tremendous asset. Think about everything going on in sports this week and in entertainment and concerts. It's all happening on the eve of the 4th of July. Game Time has last-minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals. It's easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. You can check out views from all the seats in any venue. You got the lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection, job loss protection, much more. Last-minute deals, always spicy. Get this, you can save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, and more. With zone deals, you can save even more when you choose a section and let Game Time choose the seats. And you're going to have peace of mind because the lowest price guarantee means Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference, and your purchase is covered with the most flexible customer service policy in the ticketing industry. Make buying baseball tickets easy with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create the account right now and redeem the code RICH, R-I-C-H, for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen. Coming up, we'll keep the NBA conversation going, but we'll widen our focus. So for all the conversation about Paul George taking his talents to Philly, did the Thunder quietly win free agency? That's next. Just getting warmed up on a very active 3rd of July. Weber, in for Eisen. This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey,
This Rich Eisen Show podcast is sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. Brian Weber back with you, and I am sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. 844-204-7424 is the phone number. You can always be interactive on the X platform. That's BW Weber, Weber with two Bs. That was a meaty monologue. Well, I start talking about puppet masters pulling the strings like LeBron James, and I get on a roll. So we're going to keep this with more brevity in mind, talking about the overall takeaways of NBA free agency with that cycle winding down. And then coming up in less than 15 minutes, we make the move to football. Going to get a lot more football into the program today, as I did yesterday as well. Looking forward to checking in with one of the leading masterminds when it comes to offensive line play. In fact, he is the co-founder of the O-Line Mastermind Summit coming up that he is going to hold with Lane Johnson of the Eagles next week in Frisco, Texas. We will say hello to Duke Manyweather. That is coming up in less than 15 minutes. So, if you are getting ready for your vacation, and I have to have the presumption, especially with the way this week is structured, that many of you are in and out of the car. You're probably not hanging on every word, especially when Rich is not here. It is a good time to take a step back and look at things from the macro level, if you want to go biz school, the 30,000-foot view of what's happened so far. And justifiably, the Sixers did exactly what they wanted to, leading to the consensus from NBA insiders that Philly has won free agency. I am not being a contrarian. I can't knock down that argument because I have so much respect for Daryl Morey, and he really is. Speaking of masterminds with O-line play, he is a extremely sharp person. We're talking Mensa level of intelligence, and I just appreciate that he's always thinking a year ahead, 2 years ahead. You can dispute some of his moves and the fascination with James Harden until that predictably blew up, like most things do with Harden. When he wants it to go awry, when he wants to be a model citizen, as we saw with the Clippers, he's capable of that. But the Sixers had one person in mind, that was Paul George. Everything was properly set up to get him. He took the four-year deal after the Clippers decided they were not going to budge over the 3 years that they had gotten Kawhi Leonard to go along with. And I think a lot of that also speaks to Kawhi, knowing he's got a great situation. He can do whatever he wants to on that team. And Kawhi has a unique personality. So once that domino fell around December, and that just was a bolt from the blue. You didn't hear any of the normal sources say Clippers working on a deal with Kawhi Leonard. That thing just dropped, setting the precedent that the Clips were not going to go to a fourth year with Paul George. And I get that as well, because Paul George has had a decorated and impactful career. But let's not forget, he's 34 years old. He's dealt with a lot more injuries in recent years. He's never even played in the NBA Finals. Still, if you're Philly and you've accumulated all that cap space, you got to give it to somebody, and that somebody was Paul George. But since I mentioned injuries connected to Pandemic P, Podcast P, what's the first thing that comes to mind when I say Joel Embiid, beyond a sensational skill set and an MVP already won? Unfortunately, it's injuries. So what are you really getting with this team? And I know I'm not supposed to say, I don't know. I'm a talk show host. I have a microphone. You will listen to me. Sizzling hot, lava-filled takes. I don't know. Call me come playoff time. And I typically fill in for Rich on Memorial Day. Will the Sixers be in the Eastern Conference Finals? I would slot them as the second best team. Although if we're talking teams, really like what the Knicks have done. And picking up Mikal Bridges and keeping that Nova vibe going and making sure that OG Anunoby didn't going anywhere. OG got the bag, as everyone said, so they've kept the nucleus intact. You get Julius Randle back. That is a better team, but if we're just talking about the individual abilities of the stars, Philadelphia has a better big three when you throw Maxi in there, but it's all predicated on health. But I will defer to the people who follow this stuff on a daily basis. While I pride myself on being well-prepared and knowing what I'm talking about, I am not an NBA expert year-round. Like everybody, I followed the money and went to football. But, for example, I was reading Kevin O'Connor, who does a nice job of covering the NBA on The Ringer, and he pointed out, which I had not given a lot of thought to, you can make the argument the Thunder actually had as significant a free agency cycle as Philadelphia, with moves on the margin, picking up Caruso and Hartenstein, and Knicks fans will miss him, adding to that nucleus of young talent led by SGA. Remember, Clippers gave him up to get Paul George, along with a boatload of first-round picks in 2019. And I think we overlook the fact, because they're so young and ahead of schedule, the Thunder were the top seed in the West this year. Now, I know it didn't mean much because Dallas got them in the second round of the playoffs, but this is another example of the intellectual firepower of a GM being meaningful. Sam Presti has done it again in OKC, and that was a franchise stuck in neutral for years. They have blown it up. Now they're merging, and that's a team that should compete for championships for years. And think about the good development of Chet Holmgren coming back from that foot injury that wiped out year one. So, if you're asking me for the grand summation, what is the bottom line? I'll still go with the Sixers having improved the most in free agency, picking up Paul George. I don't think that puts them over the top in the East, but it narrows the gap with Boston, with the Knicks right behind them in the third slot, and the Bucks still. And if we're going to talk health again, we've got to talk about Giannis and Dame, but let's just assume health. Bucks rounding out the top four. But OKC, statistically, in the regular season, was already the best team in the loaded Western Conference, and they just got more depth, and they filled needs. So I'm not going to just knock down the argument because it seems a little bit too analytical. I think the Thunder, we'll split the baby. I'll be Solomon. Thunder won it in the West. Philadelphia won it in the East. Overall, I'll give it to the Sixers 10-9 as we go to the judges' scorecards. I'm Brian Weber, in for Rich Eisen. Speaking of digits, 844-204-7424, the number to call. Check out the X platform during the breaks if you want to start a conversation there. It is BW Weber, Weber with two B's. Coming up 25 minutes from now as we ease into hour number two of the program, coming off the debut of the off-season edition of Hard Knocks, new program on HBO, spotlighting the Giants. Does anybody have a more challenging situation under center than Big Blue? That is on the docket straight ahead. More football. Since I discussed, we're going with bromides, adages. We know the NFL hinges on what happens in the trenches. So what's really going on in terms of the details of line play? We'll find out when we check in with Duke Manyweather. He is the co-founder of the O-Line Mastermind Summit. I'm Brian Weber, always having a good time with you when I'm in for Rich as we continue on The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody, this just in. It's summertime. It's time to go and do all those summer things, like going to a baseball game during the summer. I'm about to do exactly that, and I know exactly what to do, and you should too. You should go look forward to making new memories this year by going to a ball game using Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch, so you can wait to buy your tickets with killer last-minute deals. The all-in prices feature, you get to see how much everything is before you purchase. Views from your seat, you know exactly where you're getting your seat, and the view of the field from it. Their lowest price guarantee, of course, that's Game Time. Takes the guesswork completely out of buying MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Brian Weber back with you on this Wednesday edition of The Rich Eisen Show. You can chime in at 844-204-7424 or hit me up on the X, BW Weber, Weber with two B's. As promised, let's talk some football. Say hello to Duke Manyweather. He's the co-founder of the OL Mastermind Summit. Its seventh edition will be held in Frisco, Texas, coming up next week on July 12th and 13th. He has worked as a consultant for the Saints and the Cowboys. Duke, I appreciate you taking the time on this holiday week. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, Brian. Excited to be on. And I can tell you this, there's nothing like saying that football season is right around the corner than celebrating the 4th of July tomorrow.
We can smell it in the air. So, like many casual fans, when I'm watching the game, I'm watching the ball. But I found it interesting. I read a profile of Chris Collinsworth saying when he's calling a game on NBC, he's watching the line to see if they're blocking for a run or for a pass. So what do most fans miss watching a game at home about what's happening in the trenches?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you're talking about the offense and defensive line, it's the game within the game. We like to say that the offensive line is the team within the team. There's so much that goes into it in terms of protections that need to be called and turned to. Schematics in terms of a run game. It's really five sets of eyes looking through one lens on the offensive line. And that's really what it's all about. It's a very much a collaborative position because, you know, in terms of passing off line games, picking up blitzes and stunts, there's a whole nother mental component that goes into the position, especially on the offensive line. So the casual fan misses or doesn't understand or sometimes just doesn't realize just how much is going on down there at the line of scrimmage.
I am fascinated by high performers and the quest for excellence, so I got to find out your origin story. How did you wind up becoming this involved in training offensive linemen?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's funny that you said you're in the high performance because just recently I started getting into a lot of like corporate speaking where I'm coaching elite level leaders and executive leaders, and that's really what they want to know. And so I started off as an undersized offensive lineman at a small Division II university in Northern California, Humboldt State University, which is now Cal Poly Humboldt, and I had to fight and claw for every single opportunity I got during college to eventually work myself into being able to be a starter. But the things that I knew I can control was how hard I worked in the weight room, the schematics, knowing how and what everybody was doing, which it allowed me to play faster with more confidence, and then really my technique. And that really is my philosophy with training these elite and these professional guys. But I coached for 6 years at the college level. Then went into the private sector around 2012, 2013, worked for O-line performance down in Arizona. And that didn't work out for me. And because it didn't work out for me, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I realized that there was a whole nother mindset and there's a whole nother level of preparation that I needed to take myself to be able to be available for these elite level guys. That brought me down to Dallas, Texas. At the end of 2014, 2015, and I did some special consulting for the Cowboys, and then went on to do some special consulting for the Saints. In that same regard, you know, it's just been a whirlwind, man. It's become really just us building out the O-line Mastermind Summit, training some of these young guys getting ready for the pro game from college. So it's been really rewarding. Really rewarding over the past 10 years or so.
Sounds like a comprehensive approach. I'm Brian Weber in for Rich Eisen. We're talking football with Duke Manyweather. He's the co-founder of the O-Line Mastermind Summit. You mentioned the mental aspect of what's going on with offensive line play. I know you've gotten active in technology, so what are the details of the training app that you put together?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, here at O-Line Masterminds, it really isn't the true principle of the Mastermind principle Napoleon Hill came up with in the 1920s. You know, but within that, we talk about here is that you could train your body, you could train your craft, but you can't forget to train your mind. And so there's a couple of different things we do. We've got some mental processing tools that we use digitally, but we also created the O-Line Masterminds training app that really takes that same holistic approach to mind, body, and craft. And it's available on iPhone and Android. And really everything that we do in our program, whether we're talking about in the weight room, whether we're talking about on the field, whether we're talking about even the mental stuff. If you hadn't seen some of the clips from O-Line Masterminds, we got 6 years worth of clips on the O-Line Masterminds app from the summit. So, you know, it's just a lot, a great wealth of knowledge. We've got legends panels on there from double-digit Hall of Famers. We've got some of the best in the game, like Zach Martin and Lane Johnson and Teron Armstead and Creed Humphrey and Trey Smith and Ryan Jensen, all sharing knowledge on our app. And that's kind of what it is we wanted to make sure that such a collaborative position where it's the team within the team, that we were doing something to advance the position, not just here under our roof, but really to be able to scale that knowledge and continue to elevate the O-line position, whether we're talking about here in the U.S. or overseas. We've got a ton of users over in Germany. We got a ton of users over in the U.K., Japan, Ireland, you know, even in France. There's just it's amazing how much this thing has grown.
And reflecting the global nature of football, you mentioned Lane Johnson. You've teamed up for what's going to be the 7th edition of the Mastermind Summit coming up next week in Frisco, yep. Texas. We think Lane, yep. We think Pro Bowls, we think Eagles winning the Super Bowl, and casual fans, I think, instantly think about the brotherly shove. Can you tell us, Duke, why is that so effective? Is it Philly's personnel? Is it schematic? Because it feels like other teams would do it if they could.
Honestly, I think it's mentality and it's personnel, man. I think the mentality of those guys lining up, putting their hands down in the dirt and getting that push, it really starts in that room with the personalities and the athletes that they have in that room, led by, you know, it was Jason Kelce and Lane Johnson, but really Jeff Stoutland. I mean, that's Jeff Stoutland's mentality, line up and say, hey, we're going to shove the ball down your throat. So on top of the personnel, though, you've got some of the biggest and strongest offensive linemen in the league when you're talking about Lane Johnson, who goes 6'6", 6'7", 330. And then, you know, there's going to be a new right guard this year. It could be a Mekhi Becton, who's all a bit of 6'7", and 350, 360. And then you've got Cam Jurgens, who's a small guy, who's 6'4", 315, 320. And then you got Landon Dickerson, that's a mountain of a man. You got Jordan Mailata, that's a mountain of a man. So when you factor that in, when we talk about the mentality, when you talk about the physical traits there, all right, we say all the time, we all know that mass equals force times acceleration, but there's a few selected D linemen that know how that really feels. And that's really what it's about, man. When you get that mass and they're accelerating off that ball, they're pushing the point of attack for sure.
Got a couple minutes left, so let's wrap it up with what's coming up in Frisco, Texas, July 12th and 13th, 7th edition of the Mastermind Summit. What are the details?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Again, we put this thing together. 2017 was really where we organized around it, and it really started in our gym where some of the veteran guys would take the young guys, and then we really put it to like the public consumption, so to speak, inviting other guys in 2018, which was the first one that was really advertised. And we've just continued to grow. And the vision hasn't really been to grow the summit, but we want to grow the position and grow the message. And a byproduct of that has been the number of attendees. But, you know, we're right here at Sports Academy at the Star, like you said, July 12th and 13th. It is invite only. We're expecting around 300 attendees. We've got Hall of Famers. We've got All Pros. We've got future Hall of Famers. We've got our partners in like Buffalo Trace, Metro Ford of OKC, where, you know, they provide some pretty cool trucks and stuff that, you know, occasionally we like to push and pull.
I've seen the videos on Instagram. It's amazing.
Yep. So they make sure that we're outfitted and taken care of. Again, we're excited to have Buffalo Trace back involved. We're excited to have our partners at BioAccelerator. Zoa, you know, The Rock is involved there. We've got just a really ton of really great sponsorship that makes this happen. And that's really what it's all about, man. We're able to do this because of the collaboration, not only with the players, but also with brands, man. As I talk to a lot of people about, this is my thank you and my love letter to the game of football that has done so much for me. So I wouldn't feel right charging for this. And that's the first question that a lot of these players ask. How much is it? And I say, just get here show up. It's free, man, and we are able to do that through sponsorship because the thing about this is once you're in the room, everybody's contributing to the room, you know. So that's really what it's all about, is that collaboration and contributing and to continue to elevate the position.
Outstanding. We appreciate the overview. Thanks so much for taking the time. Duke, enjoy your 4th of July and have a great event next week.
All righty. Thank you.
Talking about offensive line play with Duke Manyweather, you can tell how passionate he is about what is a key component of football. And I realize, especially for you fantasy football players, is fantasy football still a thing? Now, as a radio host, of course, I have to make it about myself. I got so tired of our 6, 7, 8 hour drafts because some knucklehead was pondering in the 7th round what defense to draft. I gave up on fantasy football. Plus, I was terrible at it, and there's nothing worse than being, quote-unquote, a professional in the sports world and getting absolutely annihilated by your friends. So I am no longer a fantasy guru. Like, Duke is an O-line guru. I have put down my guru mantle, but it feels like because sports wagering now is all-encompassing and everywhere on every broadcast you watch, fantasy has taken a step back. Here's the analogy I used to use when sports gambling was not legal on a state-by-state basis. Fantasy football would be like the fellow who goes to Hooters and feels good about himself but doesn't want to go to the gentleman's club. It's a rough analogy, but I think you know what I'm saying. It was less tawdry. You didn't feel like you needed to take a shower afterwards. Although, let me look. We're not sponsored by any sports books yet. When we are, Uncle B. Webb is going to take you where you need to go. It'll be Double Down with Brian Weber, wherever you get your podcasts, especially when I'm filling in for Rich. 1 hour, very smoothly going by. Appreciate Duke taking the time, setting the stage for more football conversation. You could be a part of the dialogue, 844-204-7424. Saw the Giants last night in the debut of the new offseason edition of Hard Knocks. Not going to get into the details of that, but we'll use that as a catalyst. Does anybody have a worse quarterback situation than the New York Football Giants? That is next in hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast.
Season four, I'm glad that it's over.
As we know now that season five is supposed to be one of our better seasons.
Obviously, the tattoo storyline, you know how I feel about that.
You hating that storyline brought me a lot of joy because I kept waiting to see how it was going to keep going and then how they would somehow settle it.
Binge seasons 1 through 4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.